Today's shiur is sponsored as a schus v'achinu b'nei Yisrael in Eastern Europe as we go into Pesach, anonymous by anonymous. In order to sponsor shiurim, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or, much easier, go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Today's shiur is in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. We're in Dinei Bishul. We're on page Lamed Zayin in the new print. We're up to Sif Ayin Vav. On page Lamed Zayin, in the old print, this is the end part of Sif Samach Hey. We are in the middle of the halachas of Hatmana. When and how one can wrap something before Shabbos, on Shabbos, in order to make sure that one is not over the Issur D'Rabbanan of Hatmana. So Sif Ayin Vav begins, B'Shabbos Atzma, on Shabbos itself, Asal LaHatman Afilu Be'enoi Ba'ofen She'enoi Moisif Choyl Chum L'Tafshel. On Shabbos itself, if someone's doing hatmana, which means he's completely wrapping something to keep it warm, one cannot wrap it fully to keep it warm, even if it is in something that does not give off any additional heat. Even if the item is fully cooked previously. And therefore, im kofsa eish shemitachas l'kidei b'Shabbos, someone has a pot on the fire on Shabbos, and the fire went out. He can't go and cover this pot well with blankets. He can't do that. So then he says, "V'ragam lahalon sif pei beis." And sif pei beis, he talks about beis atzayich when someone realizes they're not going to have food for Shabbos, what they could do, and we will wait for sif pei beis to see that. Sif ayin zayin continues. Umasha marnusha asala hatmin, that which we said it's also to do hatmana, enoi alai de kisui akadeira. He's only talking about when you cover the pot. Oi kufsai sashimurim, he calls it out. Or like a can where everything is fully closed on all sides. Avalim enoi mechasai simikol tzadeh. But if it's not covered from all sides, ein kan mishum hatmana. If you don't fully blanket it in, then it's going to be permitted, and it's not atmona. But only if it's a fully cooked item. Therefore, so what could you do? You could cover just the top of the pot, just make sure like the heat doesn't escape. Even if it's standing on the fire, im amnam hatavshel shabak kvar mevushel kol tzarchai. Right? As long as it's fully cooked. Sif ayin ches. This sif is not in the old print. On the second, on page lamed ches. K'moy kein, so too, ein iser hatmona. There's no iser hatmona. El im kenyiga hakisui b'chol tzidei hakadera. Unless this cover, like the blankets, or whatever you're doing, covers not just the whole top of the pot, but all the sides of the pot. L'chein, therefore, michases hakedera. Someone covers the pot. Afilu aymedes agabi ha'esh. While it's standing on the fire. B'mechases shehanu rochav mimena. With a cover that's wider than the pot. V'ichas ha'osei ba'ayfen shasmichus lo'yitigane b'chol tzidei hakedera. So he puts a cover over the pot that's wider. So now when you drop the blanket over it, it doesn't enclose up against the pot. Lo yikam shum iser hatmana, there's no iser hatmana. Afilu yasekein b'Shabbos atzma, and you could do it even on Shabbos itself. And with the lasses kein, you're permitted to do so. Amnam tafshel kvar mevushel kol tzarchen. But once again, any of these types of hatmana should only be done if the food is fully cooked. Next, Sif Ayin Tes, which in the old print is the end of Sif Samach Vav. L'chein mutter l'hachnis m'ba'oid yoyim es hakaderis. Toich argas pach ha'myuchod l'kach. Hasogur mikol atzdodum v'oymer l'gabe'esh. Therefore, you could take a pot before Shabbos, and you could put it into like a larger pot that's meant for this, that's closed on all sides and on the fire. K'dei lishmar al chum atashel. And if you take the pot out of this larger box, whatever you want to call it, got mutter lachzir vushyak b'dal din hechzar, as long as chazar is okay. Now, chazara, you need garfakatum, etc., etc. But al tatmana, since this larger outside enclosed pot that's sitting on the fire is larger than it, and it's not touching it from the sides, so therefore that's not hatmana. We already saw earlier about warming up baby bottles. We're not going to get mixed into that again. Earlier in Sif Nun Vav, in a previous shir. Sif Pei, which in the earlier prints, it's Sif Samach Zayin. Kedera a pot, shahoysa mechusa besmichos, ukedaimim milvnei Shabbos. You have a pot that was covered with blankets from before Shabbos. Mutu legaloysa v'losho v'lachasoysa. You could unwrap it and rewrap it. V'gam nizgala me'ela, even if the towels fell off on their own. Mutu losho v'lachasoysa. So as long as it was covered before Shabbos, if the cover came off, even if you took it off, it's permitted to recover it. Even if you're covering it with towels that are warmer. You could add additional blankets. It's permitted. Because it was already wrapped, it was already mutman, it's permitted. Once again, as he's mentioned many times, we are only talking about something that was fully cooked beforehand, and you're doing hatmana ba'ivin shein in moisef chum el rak shemer lo. That's me that you're not doing it with something that's moisef chum, that's increasing additional heat, and it's something that's only leaving that original heat. On top of page lamed tes, page pei aleph, a sif pei aleph, it's not in the old print as a separate sif. Iser hatmona hu rak asher ha'oichel nimtze b'kli sheboi hu ha'tafshel. The only time this iser hatmona is in a kli rishon, in the pot where the food was cooked. Avol mut lahar etafshel m'kli rishon l'kli sheinu l'adminibay. So if for whatever reason you want to do hatmona, what should you do? Take the food out of the first pot, put it in the second pot, or a bowl or something, and then it's permitted to do hatmana, afilu mikol atzadim, fully closed, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, 1 second, as long as it's b'davar she'ene moysef chum. Klarim l'chazes kli sheni zeh b'smichas ukdemis. So you can take blankets and wrap a kli sheni fully in it. Ulechein, now comes the clincher, im kof se'esh v'chayshish atav shahayal kirai mitzdan yesal mida. What happens? The fire went out. Come down Shabbos morning, you see the fire on your blech went out. Cholent is still hot. It just recently went out. What could you do? If you take the cholent, pour it into another pot. Then you can wrap that pot in towels until you're ready to eat it. You can move it to a second pot. And that one you wrap in blankets to keep it warm. Then he comes with a kula. If pay base, le'is hatzayrich. If there's a big need, mutar lahatn b'Shabbos gam tafshel shenasim b'klirishin. You could do hatmona even in a klirishin. Kedei lishmar al chumay to keep it hot. V'hu shachuma tafshel lo yehei kedei shiatzel adisbay. As long as the hot food is already below yatzel adisbay, which we spoke about earlier on, the machlokes of exactly what that temperature is, 104, one higher. But if it's definitely not yatzel adisbay, and you're stuck, and if it's leave it out, it's going to get mamish cold and not edible. So he says, be'esat zayich, in such a case, it is permitted to do hatmona. Obviously, we're talking about hatmona that doesn't give additional heat. Elarak, shemir olav, but just maintains the current temperature. Si'if pei gimel. In the old print, it's si'if ayin. Mutter lemalos b'Shabbos bakbuk thermos b'mayim chamim mikli rishon. You can fill a thermos. You have a thermos. You have hot water. Let's say your hot water urn, the plug came out. The water is going to go cold. What should you do? Take the water, if you have a thermos, and you can fill a thermos on Shabbos. B'lvad shabakbuk yayavish legamim l'fishim amalmos. But you got to make sure that thermos is perfectly dry, perfectly clean. because when you pour hot water now from that urn, we just spoke about that the pot, the plug came out, and it's still boiling hot, you're going to be over bishul. So you have to make sure that the thermos is perfectly clean. V'din ha-thermos, atzmei k'din kli sheni. Now this is Ramosha Paskins like this as well, Nigus Moshe Chelk Aleph, Simon Tzadik Hei, that there's no problem with using a thermos on Shabbos. Then he continues, Mutal l'shtamish b'mecham thermos chashmalai. You have an electrical thermos. Shamayim shabay nishmarim chamim la'achar yisichosim, that it maintains the temperature after it warms it up. V'yizor l'shtamish rak mesheva hayedonis v'lo mesheva chashmalas. You have to be careful to only use like these pumps and stuff, to only use a manual way of taking the water out and not an electrical way. But then thermos zeket and klirish and emin l'gabeish. So basically he's telling you, is you have those thermos pots, those what we call those pump urns, very common from community. You have to be careful that you go into Shabbos mode and use the manual to release the water and not electronically on Shabbos. And the water in that pot is always going to have the din of a klirish that's emin l'gabeish. It has its electrical currents inside. That's what keeps it hot. That is a kli rishon ha'emil al gabei ha'esh, even though you don't see a fire. And then he says in Sif Pei Dalet, if you're still in the old print, which is Sif Ayin Aleph, v'chein mutter l'malis bakbuk cham, you could fill a hot bottle when the inside is totally dry. K'dei l'hochem b'yes ha'mita, warm up one's bed, you know, they would do that. See later, which means that, let's say you want to take hot water, you want to put it into like a bottle or something, so now you have to put that up against your skin, it's something that you need to cure yourself from pain, let's say for heat. So he says, we're not going to go into Hilchos Refuah now, we're going to wait until Perek Lamed Gimel, Sif Tezov, we have a long way off for that, but Emir Tzashem, you'll still be with us for that. Then he says, Mecham Chashmalai, right? Once again, we're talking about our electrical hot water pots. Shemayim Shabay Nisbash Lamer of Shabbos. The water inside is cooked from before Shabbos. Vu Shemer al Chumay de Guf Achimum Shabbosoche de Zerem Chashmal Nomach. Right? You have a Shabbos mode and it's maintaining the heat. Mutter Lishtamish by Bishabbos Shemir Shemayim Chamashwari. You're allowed to leave hot water in it. Ubulvach Layezve Mayim Karim. You have to make sure no additional cold water goes into it on Shabbos. You have to make sure the two things. Number one, that you don't by mistake put cold water into it. And number two, that as you remove hot water, that new cold water does not go into it. We'll stop over here. We will finish off the halachas of Atmana in the next year. Today's share was sponsored by an anonymous donor as a schus, Fachinu B'nai Yisrael in Eastern Europe, who are struggling now with Pesach. Anybody who would like to sponsor a shir to help these pshurim going, should please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship opportunities.